Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with a Colgate Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shaker Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shaker Man, the story's rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You can't shave the smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate Shave Cream fan.
The 487th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but all so interesting we'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern.
Our guest tonight is the famous star of stage, screen, and radio, Rudy Vallee. But before you meet Rudy Vallee in person, here is Real One. Fellas, do you have trouble with your stubble? Does your beard give your razor a fight? Then try Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Try it on this swell proposition. There is $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. Yep, $1, says Colgate Brushless, gives you the smooth, close, and comfortable shaves that you're after, and here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
Mister, that light, fine texture of Colgate Brushless really does the trick. You've never known your whiskers come off so slick and easy, or had a shave so smooth. And instead of that tight, tender scrape feeling, your face actually feels refreshed afterward. Try it and see. Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Use it a week. If you're not sold, then that it's the tops in shaving, just send the carton top to me. Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. And you'll get $1 pronto. Now, is that a deal? Remember, there's $1 cash. Says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Reel 2, portrait of a great athlete. We've told you many stories about great athletes in the past, but none of these stories are as strange as the story that you're about to hear right now. This is the story of an amazing athlete named Wallace. Wallace was born in a Midwestern town. Almost in the day that Wallace was able to walk, sports held a strange fascination for the youngster. The first sport that Wallace tried was baseball, and the youngster became a good ball player, so good that Wallace immediately became the star of the neighborhood baseball team. But that was only the beginning. The next sport that Wallace tried, the next one, was the sport of swimming. And as a swimmer, Wallace was even better than as a ball player. For as a swimmer, the youngster was so good that often in races with full-grown men, the winner would be Wallace. Next, Wallace took up basketball. In basketball, this youngster showed ability that was to make sports history. For as a basketball player at one of the big schools in Kansas City, Wallace was not only high scorer, but the outstanding player on the team. However, it was when Wallace left school and went back home that this amazing athlete rose to the greatest heights of all. For back home, Wallace took up tennis and won the tennis championship of the district. But this is not the end of this incredible story of this all-around athlete named Wallace. But perhaps the greatest record ever set by Wallace was in the shot put. Only husky men of 200 pounds or more ever go out with a shot put. For in the shot put, a man must throw an iron ball weighing 56 pounds. And yet this amazing youngster named Wallace promptly proceeded to throw this heavy iron ball and to set a new shot put record. Well, that's the story, ladies and gentlemen. The story of a great athlete named Wallace, who was a swimmer, a baseball star, a basketball star, a tennis champion, and who set a new shot put record. It's really amazing that this athlete did so well. For you see, Wallace was not a man. Wallace was a girl. A girl whose full name was Bess Wallace. Only you know Bess Wallace much better today as Mrs. Harry Truman. Portrait of the wife of the President of the United States. Reel 3, Colgate's camera close-up of Rudy Vallee. Rudy Vallee, one of the great stars of stage, screen, and radio, now appearing on Broadway at the famous Roxy Theater. And now, in order that you can hear Rudy Vallee speaking in person, this is Bill Stern switching you backstage to Rudy Vallee's dressing room at the Roxy Theater in New York.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Vallee. Bill, I'm glad to be in your program because tonight I have a sports story to tell. It's a story they tell around New Haven. Not so long ago at Yale University, there were two boys who got into a fight. The boys were slugging away when a Yale professor separated them. That professor has since left Yale to become a great screen star. For you know him as Monty Woolley. However, back on that same day that Monty Woolley told those two boys to stop fighting, he said, "You boys ought to be ashamed, fighting like this. You both have musical talent. Stick to your music. Once before, I told a young boy at Yale to give up fighting and stick to his music, and he did. He went on to become the famous songwriter, Cole Porter. And if Cole Porter can give up fighting and stick to music, so can both of you boys, for I know you both are interested in music, too." The two boys Monty Woolley said that to at Yale that day did take his advice, and they did give up fighting, and they did stick to music. Maybe you'd be interested in those two Yale students and who they were. One has since become the great singing star, Lanny Ross, and the other, a saxophonist named Rudy Vallee. This is Rudy Vallee at the Roxy Theater, returning you to Bill Stern at NBC in Radio City.
Thank you so much. Good luck and good night, Rudy Vallee. I'll be back in just a moment with a strange story of a great man. But first, here's Real Four and Arthur Gary.
For a shave that is a shave, really slick, really smooth, really comfortable, try Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Remember, there's $1 cash as Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. And here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down, there's no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
See for yourself how different Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream is. Notice how that light, fine texture wilts the toughest whiskers, how smooth and slick it makes your shave, and how comfortable it leaves your face.
Get a large or giant-sized two-bore jar of Colgate Brushless tomorrow. If after 1 week you're not completely satisfied, just mail the carton top back to me. Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. And Colgate will send you $1. Now, you can't beat that offer, and you can't beat those shaves. Remember, there is $1 cash. Says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Real Five. Profile of John McGraw. Tonight is February the 25th. 15 years ago this night, a great man died. For 15 years ago this very night, John McGraw passed away. Seems appropriate on this, the 15th anniversary of his death, to remember John McGraw tonight. For as the manager of the New York Giants, there are many who call him the greatest manager of all time. But wait a minute. Tonight we don't remember John McGraw just because he was a great manager, nor because this happens to be the 15th anniversary of his death. But we do remember him because strange things happened to John McGraw. Yeah, strange things did happen to John McGraw. One strange thing happened shortly after the turn of the century, before John McGraw even came to New York. It happened in Baltimore, when a baseball player named Henry Bryant asked him for a job. John McGraw did give Henry Bryant a job, but Henry Bryant never did play baseball. For you see, McGraw hired Henry Bryant only to find out that Henry Bryant was not a man. Nope. Henry Bryant was not a man. Henry Bryant was a woman. A woman whose real name was Henrietta Bryant. This was one of the strange things that happened to John McGraw. Only one of the reasons why on this, the 15th anniversary of his death, we're remembering him tonight. For he was a man of many moods. John McGraw was also a kindly man. Yeah, John McGraw was also a kindly man. For one day, when he was sitting in his office, he rang for his secretary. His secretary entered his office and she said...
You rang for me, Mr. McGraw?
Yes, I want you to take a letter.
That day, John McGraw dictated a strange letter.
Some time ago, I fined one of my baseball players $50 for breaking training. Later, I found out that I was wrong. I should never have fired that player. But the player is gone, and I can't return the $50 to him, so I want to give you this $50.
That letter, dictated by John McGraw, was addressed to Father Flanagan. And with John McGraw's $50, Father Flanagan opened his first home for boys, a home the whole world was to come to know as Boys Town. John McGraw must be remembered. That's why we're going back on this 15th anniversary of his death. For John McGraw did things during his lifetime that lived on even after him. One day, one of his ball players broke an arm. Because of that broken arm, that ball player left baseball to become a cartoonist. You know that former baseball player today as, believe it or not, Bob Ripley. John McGraw was a...
Wait a minute.
Why should we go on talking about John McGraw? Why not let the person who knew him best talk about him? That person is Mrs. John McGraw. And in order to hear Mrs. John McGraw in person, we switch you now to New Orleans, Louisiana.
Thank you, Bill Stern. This is Mrs. John McGraw. I am glad you remember my husband on this night, the 15th anniversary of his death. It was interesting hearing you tell how Bob, believe it or not, Ripley, tried out with my husband's team. But, Bill, there were other men associated with my husband who became great stars. I remember a great shortstop whom John helped to become a great billiard player. Today, he is the American billiard champion, Willie Hoppy. And I can't forget Sidney Porter, whom John helped get a start as a newspaper man. Today, the world knows Sidney Porter as the most famous short story writer of all time, O. Henry. But, Bill, the strangest story about my husband you haven't told. It is a story that happened in Japan. Do you know the story I mean? Can you hear me, Bill, in New York? Do you know the story about my husband in Japan?
Yes, Mrs. McGraw, I know the legend. At that time, your husband, John McGraw, had an American baseball team that was touring Japan. And in Japan one day, an American woman rushed up to John McGraw and she said...
Mr. McGraw, you're an American. I don't like living in Japan, nor do I want my two baby daughters to live here. Can you help me get my little daughters to America?
John McGraw did help that American woman to get her two baby daughters out of Japan and into the United States. Today, those two little sisters have grown up in America to become two of the greatest stars on the screen. For one sister is the famous star, Joan Fontaine, and the other sister is the equally famous star, Olivia de Havilland.
These are the memories of John McGraw. Yeah. These are the stories that have made John McGraw a legend. Now you know why in the beginning I said, 15 years ago tonight, the greatest manager that baseball has ever known died. For 15 years ago tonight, in death, John McGraw became a living legend.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same stations, when our guest will be the famous motion picture star, Mr. Zachary Scott. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the news of the day newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, till next week at this very same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night.
Bill Stern, the Corker Shaker Man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Corker Shaker Man, and lots to say. He taught you tales, sports heroes, the inside dope he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. May I come back for a moment, please? Americans have enjoyed more benefits under our type of government than any other that the world has yet known. Let's always remember this when radicals attempt to criticize our present system by painting falsely glowing pictures of other impossible and impractical forms of government. Men fought, bled, and died that this form of government might survive. And it's up to us, the living, to see that it does. Good night.
Tomorrow night over NBC, hear Colgate's Hour of Fun. Hilarious Judy Canova, followed immediately by A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. The Bill Stern Show tonight came from New York and New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.